Teresa's taking care of the nursery this morning. If anybody has somebody they'd like to put in there and be a part of that ministry, you're certainly welcome to do so. Amen. So good to have all of you here this morning and to be a part of this service. I just thank God for the privilege of being able to come and worship Him and learn from His Word, because it's such a privilege and such an honor, because who understands us and knows us like He does? And He knows what we're going through even better than we even know it. Because sometimes we go through things and we don't even understand, but He's there with us. So proud of Grayson today. You're always going to be in our prayers, and we love you. You're part of us. You know, I've always been impressed with him. I don't want to embarrass him, or, you know, I'll get off of this in just a minute, but he's been faithful. He comes. I've always been admired him as a young man to come to church. Sometimes I've seen him come here right by himself, and I've always been blessed with that. So we love you. God's with you, and wherever you go is going to be better because you're there. I believe that. All right, let's go to the book of Ephesians today. I want to finish up a series that I started on understanding anger. Anger's a part of all of our lives, and it involves relationships, because every one of us are involved in relationships in some way, form, or fashion. One of the things that God told us to do in the Word is to go and share His Word, encourage people, lighten, be a light to people who are in darkness. And I want to say on the outset today, there's a lot of people that are hurting, a lot of people that are going through a lot of pain today, and they certainly need somebody. But how better to understand pain than for us to go through it ourselves? We are better, and listen to what I'm about to say now, we are better because of things we go through. Now, at the time we're going through it, we don't see any of that. That doesn't mean a thing to us. We just know we're hurting, and relationships, every one of us can look in our lives and see times in our life when we had good relationships or bad relationships and how they affected us. The difference is many times when we get hurt in situations with relationships or whatever, we have a tendency to stop right there. We have a tendency to stop and live where we're at. Sometimes forever, and that's sad to say, but some people stop living when they go through a bad marriage, a bad job, a bad situation, whatever, bad home life, and they got all these memories involved, and they just say, well, life's not going to be no better than this. And I believe there's a lot of people in that situation today that have actually just stopped living. They've just stopped where they are. And if you heard the requests that were given this morning, I was just sitting there listening to all these critical needs that are before us. If there ever was a time that we need to go forward, it's now. If there ever is a time that we need to lay down whatever's happened and move forward, it's now. And that's basically what this message has been about understanding anger. And we've talked about a couple points. And one of them was identifying why we get angry. Why is this person or why is this situation making us so angry? And then tell why we're hurting. Tell why, what the hurt is and why we are hurting. And then we finished up last week or a couple of weeks ago with moving forward in the spirit of forgiveness. And you know, we made the statement that that's one of the last things we're going to do is forgive, because we didn't do anything wrong. It was that person, but we understood through God's Word, it's not so much us releasing them, it's we're being released. How many of you understand that? We're being released to go forward. So I want to read with you here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, 26, and 27. Now, understand, you remember I told you a little bit of background on this. Paul is writing this letter from prison. He's in prison because of people that have done things to him or conjured up schemes or whatever, but he's hurting. Paul was a man who almost lost his life several times and never did anything to anybody to deserve that. How many of you fall in that category? You know, I didn't do anything to deserve this. They had no right to do that, but they did it, and now you're stuck with it. And that's sort of what Paul was. But you know, He didn't allow that anger to control him to the point that he stopped. Because he knew he had a higher purpose in life. And one of the greatest purposes we have in life is to make an impact in somebody else's life. And the better way to do that is to be able to share what you're feeling with somebody. But it takes process. Now, this is not a message that you're going to say, oh, I get it, and you're going to go out and everything's going to be different. But I do pray that eventually you'll get it and things will be different, because Paul knew what it was. He's sitting in prison. He's writing a letter. Now look at verse 25. He says, wherefore, and I'm reading from King James Version. That's just version I like, but there's a lot of different versions. But basically, he says, wherefore, putting away lying. Now, I read that again this week, and something just came out to me. Stop living a lie. Stop living a lie. How many times has somebody said, are you doing all right? Yeah, I'm doing great. But inside, you know you're not. Inside, you know things are not right. You know you're not happy. You know you're not satisfied. But we got to put on this show, you know. We got to put on that, because everybody's supermen and superwomen and Batman, and there's a few Robins around. But we got to be, you know. But it's not who we are. We're hurting and we're mad. You know, I seen a t-shirt the other day. I've been thinking about getting me one. You mad, bro? You seen that? I like that. You mad, bro? I think I'm going to get one. I should have had it on when I'm preaching this sermon, right? But anyway, you know, things just, he says, don't live a lie. Don't allow people to put you in boxes and you suffocate when you know you got more to offer than that. But it says here, put away, speak every man truth with his neighbor. In other words, learn how to live in truth. Truth hurts sometimes, but it's still truth. And how many of you know the truth will set you free? How many times we've heard that all our life? But it's true. It sets us free when we get it all out of us. For we are members one of another. And that last part there says we need one another. There are some people in life that you just are not going to get along with. There are some people in life that are just not in your group, and you got to learn how to move forward but not let that hold you back. Does that make sense? I mean, I'm being real with you this morning. Everybody love everybody, love everybody. But you know, some people are more challenging than others. How many of you know that? Look at the one beside him and say, I love you. Now see, some of you, it's a challenge. But it's the truth, you know. But he says here that we got to love one another. But look at, here's the key right here, verse 26. Be angry, but don't sin. So it tells me, as I said before, anger is a part of life, but there's a way to deal with it and not get caught up in sin. And it says here, let not the sun go down on your wrath. That's powerful right there. And then it says in verse 27, don't give place to the devil. Don't allow the devil to come in. So the last thing I want to talk about today is learning how to communicate how we feel. Now, communication is the hard part. And Paul here is writing to this church who are bound up because of people. They got a call on their life. They know they are to be better. How many of you know that we are blessed people here this morning? Every one of us sitting in this church today are so blessed, and get this, we are so much better off than a lot of other people in the world. So many people got up today and didn't have a home. So many people got up today don't have a place to live or eat or whatever. So we are blessed people, and God created us to be blessed so that we can go out and share that. But the problem with life is life, because some things come in us, or people come against us sometimes and just mess us up, and we get sidetracked, and our whole life is built on anger and frustration and all that, and God don't want it to be that way. So we got to learn how to communicate to this person or people or whatever, or this situation. Maybe it's a situation that's just gone. You can't go to anybody. They're gone. You can't go to anybody, but you can go to this situation. But you got to be able to communicate really how you feel. You know what a real friend is? You know what a real friend is? A real friend will let you share how you really feel and still love you. How many of you know that? You can be angry. That's why mamas are so awesome, because mamas just love us no matter what. They can be mad at us, but they still love us, right? Because they always forgive. And so we have to learn, and I want you to get this, because this is powerful, because Northview's got some awesome people in it. But if God led me to preach this, then evidently there's some of us, and I'm one of them, that have anger issues with people and different things sometimes, and you got to work it out. I know over my life, I've had conflicts with people. I know it's virtually impossible you believe that you know, because I'm so loving. Amen. I know it's hard to believe, but there have been a few cases where that's happened, and I you know, this sermon is so true because it just held me right there till I learned how to deal with it. And there's such an awesome feeling when you go to this situation and reveal how you really feel, and you just walk away a different person. There's such a load lifted. You want to know, every one of us from time to time have walls. And there are people in this life that have walls. And those walls are there so that we somehow feel like can protect us. But they're not. They're just harboring us in prison. Bitterness sits in, and we just live life bitter and angry. Hurting people hurt people. Have you ever heard that? And we begin to categorize people. This person hurt me, so everybody that looks like this person or resembles this person, they're going to hurt me too. So we just phase ourselves away. I'm working on a message now that the Lord began to deal with me about some weeks ago, about the value of time, the value of our life. Do you realize this moment in time, this morning, sitting here with one another is beautiful? It's a beautiful moment that we may not ever have this time again. Time is so beautiful that we don't need to waste it. And I don't want to preach my sermon, but it just really tears in my heart, because I have been in the ministry a long time, and I've had a lot of funerals, and every one of them, just about every one I've ever had, the thing comes out, I wish I'd had more time. I wish I'd have went more. I wish I'd have called more. I wish I'd have loved more. But see, it's too late. They're gone. And how many times we let things come in between us and people that really, when you put it down in perspective, it don't really mean a whole lot. You know what I mean? The value is there. The value is now. The Bible says, teach us to number our days. They're precious. This moment, this morning, is precious. I thank God for the privilege of being able to get up in the morning and come to Northview on Sunday mornings, because it's a privilege. It's not a routine. It's not a job. It's not a duty. It's a love that God allowed us for a moment in time. We get to be with one another. But how many times does anger just push that away? So I want to leave with you three things this morning. Three ways to deal with your pain. Number one is passive. You can deal with it with passivity. Passive. What that means is, I'm just going to have a cold shoulder towards you. I'm not going to have anything to do with you. You know, you did this to me. I'm allowing this wall to come up in my life. I'm going to give you the silent treatment. And really what we're saying is, we're going to cover the pain. Anybody here ever been given the silent treatment? Don't raise no hands. Anybody ever given the silent treatment? Please don't raise no hands. But isn't that true? We're just trying to cover up. I'm not going to have anything to do with you. I'm through with you. I'm cutting you off from my life. We say that stuff and we drag them around everywhere we go. Right? But it's a passive. Now, you can hear this message today, and you can, if you've been here the last couple of weeks, you can hear and you say, you know, identify what gets you angry. You don't have to do that. Tell why you're hurting. You ain't got to do that. You can move forward in the spirit of forgiveness. I'm not forgiving nobody. You can do all that, and guess what? You'll stay right where you are. Passive says, that's for somebody else, not me. Second way is aggressive. We can be angry. We can be a bully. And here's the word I want you to remember. We can blame game. The blame game. The devil loves the blame game. He always wants you to be blaming somebody, because as long as you're blaming somebody, you're going to stay right where you're at. There's a phrase out today that says, own it. Own what you've done, or own what you're going through. So just realize this situation is not worth me giving the rest of my life. Does that make sense? This situation is not worth. Yes, as I replay it in my mind, I can see everything, I can hear everything, but you know what? I'm tired of living this way, and I'm going to release myself from it. Is that not awesome? I'm going to release myself from it. And here's the last thing. Assertive. Assertive means, as the scripture said, don't let the sun go down on you. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. The last thing I want you to know is being assertive means I'm going to move on with my life. I'm going to move on. Moving on means it just don't go away. You just click a switch and it's all over. No, you got scars and you got pain. You got all this that you deal with, but you're not going to let it rule you no more. Does that make sense? I'm not going to let this rule me anymore. And every time I get overwhelmed with the blame game and all that, I'm going to push it aside. Because I know there's better days ahead. Look at the one beside him and said, there's better days ahead for you. There's better days. And I believe that. I really believe that. All right. Real quick, two more things. Life is a gift. Man, is it a gift? It's a gift. The Bible says, teach us to number our days. I'll keep right on. I preach that sermon to you. But he says, teach us to number our days. So, every one of us have a time when we're going to leave here. Every one of us. It's appointed unto man once to die. That's what the Bible says. So, I'm not going to sit here and worry about what that time is. I just need to understand that I'm alive today. I got up today. I'm well today. I'm able to move today. I'm able to go around today. It's a gift. Yeah, I got problems. I got issues. I got situations. But you know what? I'm not going to let any of that drag me down today. I'm going to move forward. It takes a strong mind to do that. How many of you know that? It's one thing to stand up here and say all these words, but it's another thing to live it. But I'm going to tell you what, if you will challenge yourself to live it, you'll accomplish it. Amen? You'll accomplish it. The last thing is, love is a gift. Man, we need some love today. We need some love. You need love. God knows you need love. What we celebrated this morning here at Northfield, we do that every week so that people won't forget what our foundation is. Our foundation is that God loved us so much. He went to a cross and died for us, and we're not going to forget it. It's not a thing just, well, once in a while when we feel like it. We want everybody to know that when you come in here, we celebrate this communion to let you know what he did for us. Love is a gift. And you've got the privilege and honor to share that. Because you know what? You're the image of God. Your being is here, not by mistake, but because God put you here. And you know what you are? You're survivors today. You're winners today. Because you accepted life one more day. Now, I may leave here before this day is gone. And if you hear that I did, it'll be all right, because I'll be with him and everything's going to be all right then. But you know what? I want to be able to say that I lived this day to the fullness. I enjoyed everything. The water, the sun, the grass. Thank God for grass. Amen. How many of y'all said that lately? I mean, thank God for a shower. And I know there's some of you saying praise God for that. Look at that one right there. Amen. Think about the simple things, sitting down to a meal, Being able to go to the closet, get this now, being able to go to the closet and decide what you're going to wear. Isn't that a blessing? Being able to sit in a cool house in the summer and a warm house in the winter and all, I can go on and on and on. But love is a gift. You got a privilege and honor today to share that gift. May you understand anger better and better in your life. Are you going to get angry? Yeah. Are you going to win sometimes? Yeah. Are you going to lose sometimes? Yeah. But it's all about rebuilding. It's all about rebuilding. We're not going to go around as angels floating on the cloud and everything's going to be perfect. There's going to be times when we fall on our face, and I still do, but I'm so glad that I got a God that loves me enough to pick me up, brush me off, and I learn from it. Amen? People need you today. People need you. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you for your awesome presence that we feel in this house today. You are a wonderful God. And you love us even when we're not even worthy to be loved. God, thank you for this day. May your people go forward now. May whatever's happened in their lives, they understand it a little bit better. And they got some tools to deal with it a little bit better. Father, go with us as we go into this world and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless every one of you. Thank you for coming.